Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
All right, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. It's draft season. Draft is tomorrow, first round. 5 p.m. Niners on the clock with the 31st overall pick, but will they move up and will they trade Brandon Ayuk? That is what we're discussing here. Should they trade Brandon Ayuk? Is $25, $28 million per year too expensive for Brandon Ayuk? Is that too much money for Brandon Ayuk? What would you give him? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What are the 49ers going to do? Shout out to YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added a QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We've had some good calls, so we haven't had to use the dump button yet. So, look, Giants beat the Mets. They've already won the series. Logan Webb was dominant. We'll talk to George Contos, 9-28 shutout innings. Love where Logan Webb is at. Five quality starts so far. Or four to five. What is it? Six starts, 5-6. Whatever it is, he is dealing 7-7-7-8. Those are his last four performances for him in terms of innings pitched. Yaz drives in three runs. We were talking about him a little earlier, but Blake Snell is on a bump today, and that's what we're locked in on. Can Blake Snell finally get going here for the San Francisco Giants? Of course, the NBA playoffs. You got all that going on here, Shasky. But Brandon Ayuk, how do you feel? The fan and Joe Shasky the Butcher. Forget the Mr. Financial Charles Schwab and all that stuff and everything. The fan and Joe Shasky the Butcher. The lifelong 49er fan. The guy who was sitting next to me at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Ayuk gone?
No, but I understand it. Because, like, if he wants top dollar.
You don't feel comfortable giving him top dollar?
No, I've said it to you all. Look, I love Brandon Ayuk. But he's not, like, it's the same way I view basketball or baseball. Not all maxes are created equal. Not all guys who happen to be number one in the rotation are aces. There's like three or four or five wide receivers at the top of the charts. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae that I throw in there that are just a cut above everybody. And, you know, I don't even love playing, and I think Cooper Kupp's awesome. I don't love paying Cooper Kupp $29 million. You know? And I look at, like,
why?
Team
why
building.
He's a great route runner. Does
amazing.
Anything. Is
amazing.
It the injury concerns?
No, it's just like, I don't think it's a great team building strategy. I just don't. I don't think spending $60 million for two players, give or take, who are only going to touch the ball combined less than your running back, like, to me, that isn't a great business model on a run first team. If this were a pass first team, if Kyle Shanahan's entire being was, I'm going to throw, I would view this very different. I just watched Shanahan. Shanahan is going to run the ball a gazillion times every single week. And so how many times in any given season are you going to target any of your receivers a dozen times? Not many. Not many, unless you fall behind. And so I don't think it's a great business model, unless it's a Julio Jones type of a dude, to give a guy top five money at that position when this offense doesn't value it that way.
All right. 888-957-9570. That's fair. That's fair for you to think like that. See, I'm looking at Philadelphia. I'm looking at Detroit. I'm looking at, like, Detroit is a run first team. Right there, a physical football team. And they picked up David Montgomery. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round.
Great draft because they traded down, got LaPorta.
But they also drafted Jameson Williams the year before out of Alabama in the first round. And you got Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
And so you got premium players on the outside. I'm looking at Philadelphia and what they've invested in and how they surrounded their quarterback with talent. Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, not to mention A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers and what they've done to surround Jordan Love with all these weapons. Those wide receivers are special.
Well, what did Green Bay do? They traded away Devontae.
No, they traded away Devontae. They drafted because they reset everything. They traded away Devontae, got rid of Aaron Rodgers a year later, and now they got all these young studs at wide receiver. And now look at Jordan Love. My whole point is you got to surround your quarterback with talent on the outside.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's my point.
I agree.
Right now, they don't have enough on the outside without Brandon Ayuk to even threaten. Like, oh my gosh, I'm scared to look at this. Like, okay, assuming they trade Brandon Ayuk, you're probably going to draft a wide receiver. That is highly likely.
I would draft two.
All right, well, you draft two.
Because I think I need a Debo replacement a year from now.
Okay.
I like to look down the road, right? Yeah, that's how I view my draft.
Me looking down the road is pay Ayuk now and move off Debo later.
Well, that would be my preference. But all year I got chastised because I was like, man, Debo's making, you know, this much money. I don't think he's worth it. And everyone's like, no, he's super important. And he is important. But this is where I obsess over the business of sports because I think it's more important now than it's ever been. And I'm saying, like, I like Debo. I love Debo when he's playing. I don't think he's worth $28 million as a player. And that's a different conversation. And so, like, whenever I have these conversations, Debo at 28 or a rookie making $4 or $5 million a year, right? It's not, is the rookie going to be better? Is Debo $24 million better than the rookie that might produce for you? Those are the questions that front offices are asking themselves. And then where can I spread that $24 million out? So as we were talking about the Nick Bosa money and all that, like, is Nick Bosa $30 million better than a defensive end? Yeah, I think he is. Like, I do. I think he is that good. But when I get to Debo, no, I don't. Right? Well, and that's how I do the math. And everyone does it a little differently.
Who's more productive last year
for the Niners? We're going to have the same question.
Yeah, who's more productive last year for the Niners? Bosa or Debo?
In a vacuum? Probably, yeah. Brandon Ayuk was more.
I brought up Debo.
That's a good question.
Because Bosa did not play like a $30 million defensive end last year.
Okay, so let's play this out.
So poorly at first that they went out and traded guys because Bosa needed help, right? Needed help on the outside.
Yeah, but he gets double-teamed and he opens things up for others.
And He does it at times.
But we were disappointed. About gravity with
but in real time, we were all disappointed with Nick Bosa.
No doubt. But we're all disappointed because he did not earn. GMs are taking Bosa over Debo.
They probably will. They probably will. You're probably right there. But he did not play worth his contract last year.
And not even Debo.
For that team last year, Debo may have had just as much impact as Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa made $30 million last year. We're thinking, damn, just 10 sacks? Damn, hey, Bosa, wake up. Hey, Bosa, where you at? Green Bay, where you at? Where, Bosa, can you wake up, please? Now, he flipped the switch in the NFC Championship game, and he had a solid Super Bowl. But they had to go out and trade for Chase Young and Randy Gregory and all these guys next to Javon. They were underwhelming. The defensive line underwhelmed last year.
I would agree with that.
And it starts with Nick Bosa.
I would agree with that.
So we paid $30 million, and we gave him a lot of money. I know some people in the Niners organization was like, boy, he took us behind a woodshed. We didn't want to give him that much money.
Well, so did Debo. You know, but again,
but Debo's been solid though.
Like, what's the difference in this Arden Key who they had before versus Bosa? Yeah, there is a big difference. There is a $25 million. I see a $25 million difference. I see double teams. I see the guy putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, creating quarterbacks to hurry their throws. Like, there's a lot of things that Bosa does that's outside of just getting sacked.
Well, without Debo Samuel. You scored 17-17-17. And now baked into that is Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Baked into that is Trent Williams. But we saw when he got back in Jacksonville and everybody in the 49ers said, boy, it was really good. to have Deebo Samuel back. It was really good to have him part of this offense back. And you got back to average. Like, let's not talk about this offense like they were chump change. They averaged three. No, they were a game.
They were amazing. They were amazing. But that's why I was saying last year.
Wilson disappointed last year. I don't care what anybody says. For that money, for what they paid him, he did not play worth the damn up today. He did not live up to that contract last year. So if we're going to get on Deebo for not living up to the contract, let's look at Nick Bosa, who took all that money on the defensive side of the football. And we had to make changes, wholesale changes on this defensive line once again. Once again.
Bonte, both are true. Bosa might have disappointed. Deebo might have disappointed. Hargrave might have disappointed. When George Kittle got signed, he got hurt, and he disappointed the year that he got his money. Fred Warner, the year he got his money, he disappointed. He even admitted and came out and said, like, I'm trying to do too much. Like, all of those can be true. It's not either or. So I just look at it, like, you're asking about team building and how I view Ayuk. This is how I view Brandon Ayuk. The other part of this that I'm viewing it as is, like, part of me, as a fan, I do want to see what my guy Brock Purdy looks like before I pay him without an elite wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. A little part of me, look, do I prefer?
We saw that already.
No. I want to see what it looks like for a full season. I want to see what it looks like for a full season.
No, I don't want to see that.
Well, I do.
I don't want to see Brock Purdy without the weapons.
If he delivers this year and he has a comparable year like he did the year prior, then I go, you know what? I got no qualms giving this guy $50 million a year.
Oh, my gosh.
A part of you doesn't want to see that?
No, I want to see Purdy surrounded with weapons.
I mean, I'd like to see him with Jerry Rice.
No, I don't want to see him with without Brandon Ayuk.
But there's a part of me that does want
without Brandon Ayuk, and I know what the conversation would be. He slips just a little bit. You know what the conversation is going to be about Brock Purdy. You know what it's going
to
be about.
The conversation is, wow, good. We now get to save $15 million, and I can afford another $15 million player.
Oh, gosh. He may not even be the guy. He may prove that he's not even the guy, and all of a sudden you're in the quarterback market again. Well, you want to go through that again?
Yeah, those things can happen.
Come on, man. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
You're asking me. You I'm don't the one that you that. Yelled at this year you because I said that. Ayuk's good, but he's not one of the premier
No, you
players.
Said he wasn't the number one on his team. You said he wasn't one of the top 20 wide receivers. And then he goes off and he goes crazy for the because it was also baked in with CeeDee Lamb. It was also baked in with CeeDee Lamb. You're like, you don't view them as number ones. And it wasn't me that yelled at you.
I said five
Everybody
guys.
Everybody else yelled at you.
Okay. I just don't think you can. You can't have your cake and eat it too in the modern sports era. I've been saying it all year. They've got money staring them down the barrel. And if you don't start to understand finances, whether we're talking about the Warriors, whether we're talking about Major League Baseball or the NFL, then like you're going to be shocked by a lot of these moves.
Financially, the Niners can't afford this season. They can't afford it this season. They can't afford
it. Ayuk's not playing without a new deal.
He's not playing without a new deal. But even if he gets a new deal, they can afford it this season. That's been proven. Nick Wagner, David Lombardi, they have all written about it. They're salary cap gurus. They've all written about it. They can't afford it. The Niners just don't want to. That's the difference here. They don't want to. They can afford it. And we all understand the finances, Shasky. It's because you talk about it the most. It doesn't mean we all don't understand it. We understand the finances. But when we talk about top five wide receivers, did Ayuk... Wow, number seven in the league in wide receiving and receiving yards in a run first offense. Wow, number two in yards per catch. Wow, you look at his targets. He was 37th in the league in targets, yet came up with that production. So damn, he played like a top seven receiver.
He was unbelievable. No one denies that. The question is are you going to give him that kind of money on this team, knowing everything that you have? I would be reluctant too. Plus, also knowing that I need to fill back my cupboard and I can get something back for this guy. Look, I'll say it to him blue in the face. In a vacuum, I'm taking Ayuk over Deebo. But I don't think they have that choice because of the money committed to Deebo. So I feel like they're kind of up against it. And this is one of the few guys that can get you back something. And I think it's one of the few positions that is of depth in this draft as you're starting to project. I think you just got to connect the dots here.
Let's go to Greg in Daly City. Greg, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you my 2 cents worth on this Ayuk situation. And, you know, it's funny. I totally, like, you guys are kind of at odds on this, but I can see both sides of what you're saying, and I agree with both of you. You know, number one, I don't want to get rid of Ayuk. I want to keep him. But Shask, you're right. In the modern game, finances, you know, many times outweigh the football decisions, and you've got to compromise your effectiveness and your execution on the field for financial reasons. It's like another old-time Niner buddy of mine always says, oh, F the salary cap. It's like, no, you don't F the salary cap. The salary cap Fs you, man. You know, you've got to play the game. It's the only, you have to. So if they feel that they, you know, that somebody makes them an offer they can't refuse and they are going to go ahead and trade them, you know, it can't be just trading Ayuk for a high number one. That's not enough, because Ayuk has shown that he's the sure thing. I mean, he's what you were just saying, Bonta, the number seven receiver in the league now, right?
Yep.
Dude, he's about to break that top five, that top maybe three. Who knows this year? He's ready to explode. And, you know, if we are going to be forced to trade him, I want a number one, and I want another pick. So even if it's like, even if like a crazy dream scenario goes off where San Diego, with their number five overall, wants Ayuk, that's still not enough, because Ayuk is the proven commodity. He's the sure thing. That number five may be another one of these busts. I mean, I just saw a great deep dive that PFF did on those top number one picks, how they pan out in the NFL. And on offense, less than 50% of them do. On defense, it's slightly better at 51% and change. So if we are going to trade Ayuk, a number one pick's not enough, because you're getting, the new team is getting that sure thing, and we're getting a question mark no matter how high that pick is. So I want a number one, I want a number three, or I want a number one, and I want a starter from their team. But, and a bigger question is, you know, really, the Niners got to look at, like, what is our identity going to be going forward? You know, now we've
great told, question.
Like you guys were saying, Shask, you were just saying, they're a run first team, and defense, right? It's been what they've been. That's been their identity now in the Shanahan era. So now we finally have our franchise quarterback. God willing, please God, that Brock continues his development. But in the future, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a great offense and a great defense in this salary cap era.
Good call, Greg. It's a conversation for a later day. But I keep hearing Brock Purdy's our franchise quarterback. Okay.
Well, they're operating like he is, and the reason why I say that is because look at what the Buffalo Bills have done once the Josh Allen money starts to hit. They have to move off of playmakers. Look at what the San Diego Chargers, LA Chargers, have done with Herbert now that his money's kicked in. They moved off both their wide receivers.
Well, they had to restructure. They had to keep Bosa around.
And this is, look around the league. This is not exclusive to the Niners.
They had Justin Herbert for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the money's hitting right now.
The money is hitting right now.
And then I look at Joe Burrow right now.
And the decision they make, when you think about the wide receivers they had, hold on for a second. Mike Williams is never healthy. Never healthy.
No, I know, but he's making a lot of money.
They should have never gave him the money in the first place. That was a terrible mistake by Tom Telesco, who's not a GM of the Raiders. Like, given Mike Williams, I would have never gave him that money. Keenan Allen was productive for a long, long time, but I get the transition now. Now that you have the top five pick, you get Jim Harbaugh, you move off of him. That's fine, but every situation is different.
Well, then Cincinnati's going through the same thing. Like, they're going to pay Burrow, they're going to pay Jamar.
And Mike Brown is a notorious cheap owner. Don't forget about that.
I know, but they just gave Burrow the $200 million. Right. They moved off Mixon because they can't afford Mixon anymore.
Well, it was time. They got some guys, and I get it.
I'm just saying, like,
no, you can't keep the team together year to year. We all know that.
Once
we all
Shasky,
we all understand the salary cap. We all understand you're not going to be able to keep players every single year. We all understand that. Cincinnati situation. I understand the situation in Cincinnati, Shasky. We understand it. But here with the 49ers, this situation, as Michael Silver writes in the Chronicle, next year, Purdy becomes eligible. We all know that for a lucrative contract extension. And some difficult salary cap decisions have to be made. But if they pay big money to Ayuk, they would likely have to part ways with Debo or George Kittle next season. And you know what? I think people are ready to move off of Debo next season at the number that he's making and moving on and keep moving forward with Brandon Ayuk. When you think about the modern game, and if you are a run-first offense and I'm running play-action passes, who is a better sure thing in a pass game? Is it Debo Samuel, or is it Brandon Ayuk? And I hate pitting both of them together. But right now, it looks like Brandon Ayuk is the guy who could separate better at the line of scrimmage than Debo Samuel.
Everyone's going to take Ayuk over Debo. But Debo, if you get off him, you're cutting him, like Eric Armstead, and you're not getting any money. It'll be a post-June 1 designation, right? Whereas Ayuk, you can get something back. And It's not about is Ayuk better. It's can I get something back for an asset that I've helped, you know, build into an asset. And I don't think you're getting a lot.
You can sell high on Ayuk.
Yeah, you won't get a lot. I think that's the math they're doing.
But I'm looking at a guy who's missed one game. He's
way more durable, way more effective in terms of the passing game. And I think when CMC came to the team, it kind of devalued Deebo Samuel's importance. And so the contract you gave him prior to CMC coming to the team now looks a little out of whack because his usage isn't the exact same. And then I look at it this way, like tight end to me, if we're looking at value around the league, $15 million for a tight end, which is like a Kelce number, a Kittle number, like that's crazy good value. That's crazy. That's half of what one of these top five wide receivers is making. Half. That means I could spend for $15 million each, CMC and Kittle, that's one Brandon Ayuk. So, like, that's it's a Jenga puzzle piece here. You're trying to puzzle this thing together. And so, like, it kind of stinks that Debo's forced to make the $28 million this year, but you signed him.
Let's go to Auntie Robin. Hey, Sugar. What's happening, Sugar?
Hi, you guys. Hey, Sugar. Listen, I'm pretty fucking from a financial aspect, Shasky. But, okay, so this is real petty of me, Bonte. But, you know, you can go, because I truly do not appreciate his little crew, you know, Pookie and them hollering from the peanut gallery about what IU can do. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. Last year, I would really consider last season his breakout year. Wasn't he in the doghouse prior to that? How did he go from the doghouse to being elite? Yes, he's better at certain things than Deebo, more durable than Deebo. But if you give him that money, ask me, I'm going to tell you this. No matter who they got as a receiver, unless he fix that offensive line and do something about that secondary, they're never going to win. Correct me if I'm wrong there. Peace out, guys. Yep.
Certainly sounds like B.A. may be traded. And we're going to see how this offense looks without B.A. It sounds like he's going to get traded. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But what is the compensation? What is the package you're getting? What are the players you're getting? Who are you getting back? Will they be able to help you win now? Because this is not, you're not the San Francisco Giants right now if you're the Niners. You were in win now mode.
For sure.
You just lost the Super Bowl in the last play of overtime, for crying out loud.
I mean, that's right? Why coming out of the stadium, you're talking about like the feeling. A part of me was like, this was the window. The Chiefs are only going to get better because of moving off of all the crazy money. And then like you're seeing Mahomes going to restructure. Like, you knew you were going to have to pay Birdie at some point. Whether people like it or not, it's coming. It's coming down the barrel. So like this last season where they lost in overtime felt like the last great run for, you know, money spread all across the entire team but the quarterback.
And guess what's going to happen when you do reset the market with Brock Purdy? Then it gets even worse.
If there's going to be another player gets even worse. or three players that you're going to cut for Brock Purdy.
Absolutely. Then how good is he going to be?
Well, this goes back to you better have a cupboard of draft picks and you better start nailing these draft picks.
888-957-9570. What are the Niners going to do tomorrow? Look, there's a lot of draft crushers there. There's a lot of players that I do like in this draft coming up. We always have our draft crushes, but we realize that they don't always hit. Like Keon Coleman. I love Keon Coleman. He played for my Florida State Seminoles. I don't know how he's going to translate with his route running because I watched him run a lot of go routes. He ran a lot of fade routes. He does run some crossers, but not the most polished route runner. How would he look? He is a punt returner. He does have speed.
You know who I like from Florida State?
Who's that?
I think the wild card, because I don't know where he's going to get drafted. Johnny Wilson. I love Johnny Wilson.
Johnny Wilson.
He is like basketball player playing wide receiver, learning on the fly.
Well, also Trey Benson, their running back. Because nobody's talking about the running backs.
I'll listen to that. I love, you know me and running backs.
Guru, 2 months ago, was like, I think Trey Benson, Florida State, is going to be our next running back for the Cowboys. It's like, man, that'd be good for the Cowboys.
At least Bonte didn't win.
That guy.
By the way, we had the caller. He brought up Ben Sinnott, Kansas State tight end.
Yes.
6'4", 245. Daniel Jeremiah in his prospect board had him at 54 overall. I think the caller said maybe we could get him at a fifth-round pick, this tight end. I don't think he's lasted to the fifth-round pick. Okay.
Crack.
I think this guy, this guy's not bad.
Can I show you how dorky I am on the other side? Because you're talking about draft crushes. I've got 3 linebackers I'm targeting between 4 and 6.
Yeah,
I love linebackers. I know. I'm a loser.
Oh, are you a loser?
Because I love linebackers.
Who doesn't love linebackers?
Oh, I love them.
Losers love linebackers?
Our team, linebackers so important.
Wait, losers love linebackers?
I feel like it's not the sexy position.
No, it's a great position. People love Love linebackers.
I've got three sleepers on the other
love,
side.
Love linebackers. Yeah, no, I got this draft board here, but Brandon Ayuk is a topic of conversation. We're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. What's the conversation going to look like? How do you replace Brandon Ayuk here if you do move off of him?
It bothers me.
Well, it bothers me tremendously. Trust me. Trust me, because you can still pay for him and bite the bullet this year. You can still do it. It's just a matter of if the Niners want to do it.
Monte, make sure you don't miss that
and
break.
It sounded
break.
Like to me, Film on Mike, as I do miss this break, it sounds like to me that the Niners just don't want to pay him the money. And that to me saddens. It saddens me. It really does. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.